This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, June 21st. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, a bill that's passed the Illinois Senate promises competition for cable companies, but will it actually bring savings for consumers? We'll also get a forecast from AM 580's Mike Sola. First of all, look at today's news. Infighting among Illinois Democrats over the state budget continues. Although the party controls the Illinois Senate, House, and governor's office, leaders are still unable to agree to a spending plan. As Amanda Vinicky reports, that's made evident by a resolution adopted yesterday by the state Senate.
Democratic senators are on record opposing a budget plan fellow Democrats in the House already passed. Even though the resolution is non-binding, the sponsor says it will move forward negotiations. He says it crosses off the House's plan as an option. Some of the debate centered on the merits of the House budget proposal, but it quickly turned into intra-party squabbling. Senator Ricky Hendon, a Democrat from Chicago.
We're not a rubber stamp for the other chamber. We are the upper chamber. You all need to understand that we're the House of Lords. They're the House of Commons. We shall not be led by the House of Commons.
To which Democratic Representative Lou Lang of Skokie took offense. He spoke later on the House floor.
For a chamber to ignore the work we've done and, yes, trash the work we've done is something we need to take a strong look at.
Others viewed the entire episode as another round in a match of egos among the top Democrats in state government. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
The state of Illinois could be forced to pass a temporary spending plan if there's no budget agreement. Sean Crawford has that angle.
With budget talks going nowhere, concerns are growing the state won't have the ability to pay its bills and give paychecks to government employees. That scenario could become real early next month as the new fiscal year gets underway. Senate President Emil Jones says it might be time to talk stopgap budgeting.
I believe that's something that we collectively should sit down and seriously consider. We don't want those persons who need the vital services of state government to be harmed if there is going to be a budget impasse.
But not everyone is ready to consider a budget that will merely tide the state over for a month. House Speaker Mike Madigan.
I think that we ought to be working in the remaining 10 days of this budget year, this spending authority, to adopt a budget for 12 months. I don't know why we wouldn't do that.
But without a long-term deal in sight, the governor and legislative leaders might be left with only a couple of choices: pass a short-term budget or risk a government shutdown. I'm Sean Crawford.
An Illinois state lawmaker suggesting that Governor Al Blagojevich drive himself to Springfield one day to inspire him to solve the budget crisis. Republican State Representative Rosemary Mulligan of Des Plaines says she's insulted to learn from an Associated Press analysis that Blagojevich is spending $5,800 a day on flights from his Chicago home to Springfield. The AP examined state airplane records and found Blagojevich spent $53,000 on 9 flights from late May to June 7th. He appears to have followed the same pattern since, with flights costing an additional $23,000. Blagojevich aides have criticized the House for not working in Springfield 5 days a week. The head of one of Motorola's neighboring companies in Champaign says local recruiting efforts will draw in a large employer to replace the facility, which announced this week it's closing its doors in August. AM 580's Jeff Bossert reports.
Bioscience Corporation iSight is another tenant in the University of Illinois Research Park. CEO Tim Hare also serves on the board of Champaign County's Economic Development Corporation. He says the local EDC is among the most active in terms of outreach. And Hare says his company is often asked to host visits from potential employers.
One group a week that is either, you know, looking to come into the research park, or, you know, they're at least giving Champaign-Urbana some consideration as a potential location. So I think that gives me an overall optimism that this Motorola thing will get, you know, that we'll find an adequate replacement, but it's going to take some time.
Hare says combined with the efforts of Fox Adkins Development, the area has an active recruitment team working to lure medium to large-sized businesses. Hare also says the U of I's research park has matured as a technology hub the last few years. He says its infrastructure and support are key factors for companies looking to locate in Champaign. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.
Political season will start much sooner for Illinois voters. A law moving the primary election from March 18th to February 5th has been signed into law. Illinois Democrats pushed for the earlier primary to help presidential candidate Barack Obama, but now about more than two dozen states are holding primaries on February 5th alongside Illinois. University of Illinois political science professor Brian Gaines doesn't see many benefits for the political process because of the trend toward earlier primaries.
It's hard to see most of the benefits of long campaigning. It could be that a long campaign lets the electorate know the candidates even better, so we get a better fit of candidates and public opinion, but it'd be hard to back that up. I think the campaigning isn't necessarily in more depth or more policy-oriented. It just is. There's more of it.
Gaines says there are ways an early Illinois primary would be exciting. For instance, if two candidates from each party split the earlier caucuses and primaries, then the so-called Super Tuesday, February 5th, could determine both nominations that week. But he says that may also mean early winners and a longer presidential campaign. Some motorcycle owners in Indiana are angry about a $10 increase in registration fees. The money is designed for research on spinal cord and brain injuries, but the motorcyclists say they shouldn't be singled out to pay for it. The General Assembly included the increase from $17 to $27 into the 253-page budget bill and created a board to oversee the proceeds. The Legislative Service Agency estimates it'll generate about $1.6 million a year. Governor Mitch Daniels is a motorcyclist himself and signed the budget bill, but he says bikers have reasons to be upset about the fee increase because of the way it was slipped into the budget. For the latest newscast online, go to will.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. Cable television in Illinois could be in for a shakeup. A new measure passed by the Illinois Senate aims to increase choices, lower bills, and improve service for customers. Whether any of that will happen is what Illinois Public Radio's Mike Reed tried to find out.
Card. Call 800-404-46.
Yes.
And that's why I felt really bad, John, because...
There we go. Keep building.
From the new AT&T, the most complete provider for the way you live.
So many channels out there, and there could be more. The new law, if signed by the governor, would allow AT&T and other companies like it to get into the TV delivery business. For a while, cable companies have been invading phone company turf by providing voice services over the internet. Paul Latschiazza is president of AT&T Illinois. He says the legislation will be a boon for customers and the state's economy.
It's going to allow us to make, you know, enormous investments in Illinois and to really create jobs in a whole new line of business that we heretofore have not been able to be in the state of Illinois.
That business is digital TV. The technology works using high-speed fiber optic lines. The speed of fiber blows away that of traditional copper phone wire. It may be a while before the service is widespread. AT&T still has to install many of the fiber optic lines. But the goal is clear: give consumers more of a choice. Illinois State Representative James Brosnahan is a Democrat from southwest suburban Oak Lawn. He was one of the original sponsors of the cable bill in the House. Brosnahan says competition will help save customers money.
In the last 10 years alone, cable rates have increased over 90% in the country, and that's due largely to the fact that many of these cable companies have a virtual monopoly in the municipalities in which they serve.
I think all of this discussion about prices going down for consumers is bogus.
Gary Mack represents the Cable TV and Communications Association of Illinois. The cable industry launched an aggressive assault against the bill when it was originally introduced. It's now dropped its opposition after some revisions. But as for consumer savings, Mack says that's a long shot.
You know, the competitive element has existed with satellite for quite a number of years now. And, you know, to say that another entrant into the market is going to make any kind of significant difference is, I think, wrong.
If there's anything positive about the bill, it's on the service side. That's according to David Collada with the watchdog group Citizens Utility Board. He says the legislation includes customer service protections that are the strongest in the country.
For example, if they don't adequately repair your service within 48 hours, you'll get a credit. If they miss appointments within a four-hour window, you'll get an individual credit on your bill. Contracts will be limited to 1 year. They're going to have to adequately disclose when you sign up for something all the terms and conditions.
And Collada says that is where the real strength of this legislation lies. I'm Mike Reed.
Rain reappears in our forecast for the next couple of days across the two-state area. Our forecaster Mike Sola says in the north today there will be scattered thunderstorms with partly to mostly cloudy skies. Elsewhere, though, a nice day, partly to mostly sunny, rather warm, highs between 85 and 90. For tonight, clouds and showers and thunderstorms in the north. In central sections, increasing clouds with showers and thunderstorms arriving. Still clear to partly cloudy in the south. Lows ranging from 61 in northern Indiana to near 70 in western Illinois tonight. And for tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs ranging from 76 in northern Illinois to 90 in the far south. A high in Champaign-Urbana tomorrow of 83. A chance of showers and thunderstorms again on Saturday, the high 83 again. Sunny and 91 for Sunday. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, June 21st. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, The Afternoon Magazine, Agricultural Programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.uiuc.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.